This is Dakota Datebook for August 31st. On this date in 1906, the Grand Forks Evening Times highlighted the exploits of an unsung hero, the railroad detective. Railroad detectives had a long history in the United States. As the railroads expanded across the West, there were not enough U.S. Marshals to protect passengers and freight. The passengers were vulnerable to banditry and con men, and the freight was a tempting target for theft. The history of the railroad detective goes back to Alan Pinkerton's detective agency in the 1850s. Pinkerton met with George McClellan, the president of two railroad lines, and also the railroad's attorney, a fellow named Abraham Lincoln. Pinkerton subsequently established the Northwest Police Agency and began supplying detectives to the railroads. The culprit was often a railroad employee. It was easy for the conductor to underreport the number of passengers and put the extra money in his pocket. The detectives also posed as ordinary passengers to investigate such employee theft. They also discouraged union organizers, sometimes by violent means. The 1800s were called the Golden Age of the Con. Train travel made it easy for a con man to pull a swindle and get out of town before he was discovered. So con men flourished on the trains and took advantage of naive travelers' gullibility, many of whom were traveling for the first time. The cons often involved card tricks and sleight of hand. Others were more complicated. In one con, a lovely female traveler would feign illness and asked a gentleman traveler to get help. While he was gone, the woman's partner would quickly snatch any luggage the man had left behind. When the helpful man returned, the woman would say she had fainted and knew nothing of the theft. Books like The Anxious Traveler gave advice on how to avoid such scams. It was the job of the railroad detective to keep an eye out for the con artists and to arrest them on the spot. This hero got some attention in the 1950s with the TV series called Matt Clark, Railroad Detective. It told exciting stories of the Old West as the hero captured the bad guys. And you might be surprised to learn that railroad detectives still ride the rails today. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merle Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.